June 1970.
Well, Phoebe certainly has your hair, Dora observed.
Caroline touched the nape of her neck, considering. They were on the east side of Pittsburgh, in an old factory building that had been converted into a progressive preschool. Light fell through the long windows and splashed in motes and patterns on the plank floor. It caught the auburn highlights in Phoebe's thin braids as she stood before a big wooden bin, scooping lentils, letting them cascade into jars. At 6, she was chubby with dimpled knees and a winning smile. Her eyes were a delicate almond shape, upslanted, dark brown. Her hands were small. This morning she wore a pink and white striped dress, which she had chosen and put on by herself, backwards. She wore a pink sweater, too, which had caused a spectacular tantrum at home.
She certainly got your temper,
Leo, dead now for almost a year, had been fond of muttering this, and Caroline had always been astonished. Not so much that he'd seen a genetic connection where none could exist, but that anyone would define her as a woman with a temper.
Do you think so? She asked Dora, running her fingers through the hair behind her ear. Do you think her hair's like mine? Oh, yes, sure it is.
Phoebe was shoving her hands deep into the velvety lentils now, laughing with the little boy beside her. She lifted fistfuls and let them run through her fingers, and the boy held out a yellow plastic cup to catch them. To the other children in this preschool, Phoebe was simply herself, a friend who liked the color blue and popsicles and twirling in circles. Here, her differences went unnoticed. In the first weeks, Caroline had watched warily, braced against the sorts of comments she'd heard too often, on playgrounds, at the grocery store, in the doctor's office. What a terrible shame. Ugh, you're living my worst nightmare. And once, at least she won't live very long. That's a blessing. Thoughtless or ignorant or cruel, it didn't matter. Over the years, these comments had rubbed a raw spot in Caroline's heart. But here, the teachers were young and enthusiastic, and the parents had quietly followed their example. Phoebe might struggle more, go slower, but like any child, she'd learn. Lentils scattered on the floor as the boy dropped his shovel and ran into the hall. Phoebe followed, braids flying, headed for the green room with its easels and its pots of paint.
This place has been so good for her, Dora said.
Caroline nodded.
I wish the Board of Education could see her here. You have a strong argument and a good lawyer. You'll be fine.
Caroline glanced at her watch. Her friendship with Sandra had grown into a political force, and today the Upside Down Society, over 500 members strong, would ask the school board to include their children in public schools. Their chances were good, but Caroline was still very nervous. So much rested on this decision.